your wine? I still have a little bit
my
left.
Wine's gone. Thank you very much. But my wine is gone, Heather.
Well, what the fuck? It's no good when the wine.
I know. Was the bottle empty? Gone. Is the bottle empty?
Yes, I dumped the rest of it in there. But we do have a boss lady that you could open and put a little wine in there.
I don't know.
And you have to finish it by yourself.
I'm not going to finish another bottle by myself.
Well, hey everybody, welcome.
Welcome. I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make a
Jether.
You're listening to Jether's Random Stuff, where I've drank all my wine already.
And I still have some.
And Heather still has some in her glass. So if she sets it down, I might just drink it.
Stain in my hand.
And so she's not going to put
in my hand.
So
here, I'll chink it for you guys.
We can still chink. Mine's just empty and sad.
Give me your sad glass. Right, I'll chink it.
Here's my sad empty glass. So sad.
Well, we hope everyone's had a fantastic week.
Yeah, welcome to episode 51.
You know what I was gonna do today and I didn't do?
What?
I was gonna actually have you open your prize from Tara on the podcast.
Oh shit, that would have been better.
She got her prize today from defeating me last week.
I'm the winner. I'm
barely
the winner.
It was a barely win.
It was, but I still won.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm gonna rub it in a lot because Heather hates to lose.
I don't lose.
A bad loser.
I'm not the best loser.
I'm just gonna keep rubbing that in just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I don't lose very often.
I'm the winner.
I cheat usually, and I couldn't even cheat on this one at all.
She does cheat. She cheats a lot.
I admit it though. And I tell people when we're playing board games.
You're very upfront about it.
I am
so
very
upfront.
Like when we played the mini putt.
Yeah.
Megan didn't want to play, and I explained to her it's going to be a lot more fun when I'm playing because I cheat like hell.
The mini putt wasn't even like a real game. I was just like,
you know.
At one point, you're laying on the floor hitting.
Yeah, like pool
the
balls.
Golf balls with your golf club like a pool ball.
Yes.
Like, and then
and I sunk all of our balls that
and
way.
That, yeah. So yeah. That was awesome. I still have a golf ball in my car.
Yes.
From that.
That we took from another group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, somebody left it there. So you know what? That's
it's
mine now.
Game.
That's mine now.
I mean, if we wouldn't have, we could have had like five balls total if we wouldn't have shot in the last hole.
Yeah.
Because no one was counting.
Nobody was paying attention.
No one cared.
Us.
You paid them $7. That means you get
a
ball.
Yeah. You pay your $7 and everybody gives a shit what you do. So that's the kind of game I like.
That's the way I like to play games.
Yeah.
Is not by the rules. It's called the Heather rules.
Heather, that's right.
Heather golf, Heather bowling, Heather mini putt.
Yield to Heather.
Yield to Heather. If you don't know what that means when I'm driving, get the fuck out of my way.
That's right.
And everyone usually does.
They do because, you
it's
know
shocking.
What? The consequences are not good.
No.
If you don't yield to Heather.
Yeah.
So.
That's
anything about your week you want to share with anybody?
I mean, I think you should share what you got in your prize.
Oh, I should. So I got some awesome shit in my prize from Tara. I got a bottle of Fireball.
Which I was very excited for.
Which Heather's excited because I can't drink Fireball since I had a bad experience with it one
time. You know, we were with a bunch of kids when Tara was explaining what was in this thing, and I told her Kobe had a bad experience with that. She's like, "Can you tell me about it?" I was like, "All I can tell you is that it involves a ditch."
Yeah, it. Yeah, I was so drunk.
And I didn't go any further.
After taking shots of Fireball with my friends Lori and Victoria on Victoria's birthday, and I don't even know how many. There was like 7 shots of Fireball with a couple shots of tequila and some other stuff thrown in. And at the time. This was in January.
And yet you're blaming the Fireball.
I decided on the way home, I told my husband, hey, you know, I really want to just lay down in that ditch right there and go to sleep. It looks so comfortable. I really just want to lay in the ditch.
Was it a moldy ditch? Like
it
with
was,
water and stuff?
It was on the Ave. It was not dirt.
Not like there was no water.
There's no water or anything. I'm like, just some leaves
and stuff.
I just want to lay in that ditch right there. I think that's fine. I don't see a problem. With that.
I mean, I'm sure he did.
He did. He put me in the car and took me home and where I can, you know, proceeded to puke my guts out for most of the night. And then he stayed up all night listening to me breathe because he thought I was going to die from alcohol poisoning. So
I get that.
This is why I don't drink Fireball anymore.
That's why I don't drink the Patrick anymore.
Oh, the Patrick was bad.
So bad. bad.
That was so bad. Patrick, if you're listening.
Patrick, you're a fucker, Patrick.
You're a fucker. Patrick. And you need to know when to stop fucking serving people
from the
alcohol.
Big Kahuna and Seaside, Patrick. Patrick. You're any other Patricks, you're fine. Patrick from the Big Kahuna and Seaside from 2017?
Yes.
Or 19.
17.
18. It was 18.
Was it?
Because we're still, they did July of 19 and we didn't go. We went in 18.
Oh, wow. That wasn't that long ago.
Hell no. Yeah. Patrick from 2018 at Big Kahuna and Seaside, you fucking suck.
Yeah. Basically, he gave her, there was a drink called the Patrick that he invented.
He named after himself.
But all it was like a 16 ounce glass, just a vodka. And then he would put a little muddled blackberry juice in the top. Yeah. So basically, it's just a humongous cup of vodka.
With
that's
food
it.
Coloring.
That's it.
Yep.
And Heather, I drank two and I was pretty
She was pretty
up.
Bombed.
Heather drank four
Plus
of those.
A taquito, what was that? A Jello shooter.
Jello
which was
shooter.
Like a Monojet, which is a syringe. And four Jello shots.
Yeah. So, yeah, you were bad. Because I have a picture.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't we post that picture already?
Oh, posted that. Don't post it again. We don't need to post it again. You guys can scroll back through the pictures and find
scroll
it.
Scroll back and find the picture of me taking a selfie with Heather who's passed out.
You know, what I remember is puking my brains out most of the night. Swear to God, I was dying. And you know who was holding my hair back?
Thor.
Patron.
What?
He wasn't really holding my hair back because it was in a ponytail because Thor had already put it in there.
He was there for
what I remember
support.
The most of him was licking my crack.
Oh, God.
Because my pants go so low when I bend over and I kept feeling this crack being licked and
well,
I kept
now,
trying to brush them away.
I came, when Jeff and I came to the hotel room though and you were like passed out in the bed and yeah. I got on there and I was like taking selfies with you and Thor told Jeff, he goes, well, I hope she doesn't pull the covers off because she doesn't have any pants on.
I mean, I always know it's a bad night when I wake up with the Pebbles hairdo.
Yeah.
So that means all my whole big ponytail on the top of my head, which is not pretty because that's what Thor does to me.
Yeah.
And no pants. Don't understand where the pants go. Not sure why the pants have to leave.
Thor's like, oh, she's passed out. I'm taking her pants off.
I don't see how any of that could be sexy, but okay.
You know, he's, I don't know. Maybe he's trying to make you comfortable or something. I don't
that
know.
Could be. I prefer pajama pants or sweats, but that's
but
okay.
He probably can't get them back on. So he just takes them off, throws you in the bed.
Oh, you know
why
you had to take those pants off?
Why?
I puked all over them.
You did puke all over everything that night.
Yes.
So,
purse,
yeah.
Shirt, and pants.
Yeah. You puked on a lot of shit that night.
But yeah, he kept the shirt on. That was puking. Yeah. That's okay.
Well, you know.
But Patron, he's a good little nurse.
Little nurse, licked your crack.
Licked my crack, made sure I was awake the whole time.
Still love you, Mom, no matter what. I'll lick your crack.
Well, he was there that night, too.
He was.
He was in the bar.
Thor was, oh my God.
He was so...
I just remember Thor's face because he was like, I know what's coming. He was like, I know what's going to happen later because he knew you were just... fucking drunk.
Yep.
And then you ate that cheese stick.
And he was so unhappy.
And Heather, if you don't know, cannot have dairy at all. It fucks up her digestive system. And she actually ripped a mozzarella stick out of my hand and ate it.
I did.
And I was like, and I tried to actually fish it out of her mouth.
That's
her drunk
that's best
mouth. And I couldn't
right
get it. And she swallowed it and was like, like showed me like that she had swallowed it. And
no,
I
there
said,
there was nothing in my mouth.
I said, I hope you fucking enjoyed that cheese stick because you're going to regret that later because she cannot have dairy.
Nope.
And then Thor was there with the dog, just like standing there, like waiting for this like horrible like episode to be over. And I said, Thor, Heather ate cheese. And he just looks at me. He goes, fuck. I'm like, I tried to fish it out of her mouth. I couldn't do it. So,
nope.
Sorry, buddy, but.
You get to deal with that.
You get to deal with that later.
Well, guess what? He didn't have to. I puked it up.
You did. You puked it up. So, was
yep.
it fine?
It was just the perfect time to eat the cheese
yeah.
stick.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Moving on.
We have an awesome topic.
So, we are going to go over our. Fall 2019 2020 fall/winter bucket list.
Super excited. We had we do better than the summer one.
We had a summer bucket list, which we kind of failed on a little bit.
I think we got about a quarter of them done.
So we need to be realistic.
Yes.
About what's going to happen this fall / winter.
Yes.
And be prepared to, like with me, like some of the wintertime stuff, I'm like, I don't want to leave my warm house to go outside.
Okay.
But I just have to buck up and do it.
We are going to buck up and go do some outdoor stuff, but I also want to do some indoor stuff too.
Yes. So you just have to say, look.
Are you writing this shit down?
Do you want to be a failure or not? Yes, I'm going to write this shit down. So
I'm not a fucking failure.
We're not going to be failures this time, damn it.
Summer's a little harder. Now, I'm a little more hardcore winter girl because the cold doesn't bother me.
I'm better in the summer. Winter, I don't like it.
I have this fair porcelain skin that doesn't love the heat.
You do.
But
we miss so much winter or summertime shit, so we have to do better this time. We have to do
way better next spring and summer. Like, we have to start this shit in April next summer.
Yeah, we do. Because
it's already like 80 degrees here.
We have
to
have like a long ass. So we should just have two bucket lists. Fall, winter, spring, summer.
Yes.
So that we have a lot of time to get this shit done.
Yes.
Okay. So now
we got a list emailed to us, right?
Yeah. From Robin okay. emailed us a winter bucket list.
Let's see what's on her list.
And so we're going to go through her list first.
Did anybody else of our followers email us?
No.
Well, you guys, if you would have emailed
suck.
Us,
come on.
We would have said it on here.
We would have said it on here. So Robin, this is just.
Here's Robin's list.
This is just Robin's list.
Okay, let's hear it.
So you tell me if this is doable or not.
If we I know it's doable for Robin. Let's see if it's doable for us.
Well, some of the stuff we're going to have to make Robin do with us, right?
Well, of course.
All right.
That's what friends are supposed to do.
Number one, build a snowman.
I love that.
We can do that.
We can build a fucking snowman. I have a snowman kit.
What, you do?
Yeah, I have the buttons. I have the nose. It's a fake little carrot nose and little eyes.
Let's do that. Well, we have to build one at your house and one at my house.
And at Robin's, apparently.
And at Robin's house.
Yeah.
We should surprise her one day. And just go build one. Robin, pretend you didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that, Robin. You're going to wake up to an amazing snowman.
Yeah.
You should put it right in front of her door.
It'll have a wine glass, too.
I know we have some wine glasses. We'll never...
I might have some extra Stimmelt wine glasses.
You think? All right.
That's sure.
That's a good one. That's a good snowman's one. Gonna happen.
Okay. Second thing.
Wait, we have to sing the Frozen song when we do it.
We can totally do
Wanna
that.
Wanna build a snowman.
Mm-hmm. We can totally do that.
An acapella.
Okay.
We have to do it in three different...
I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it. Her neighbors will think we're weird, but that's fine. I don't care.
No one cares what anybody thinks.
Second thing.
Okay.
Make hot chocolate.
We could do that. I could get behind that.
We could put peppermint schnapps in it. Let's do that.
You had me at schnapps.
I know, right?
Love it.
Okay. Third thing, bake Christmas cookies.
Oh, we can do that.
So I actually talked to Janie and I said, hey, remember when you said when your brand new house got built that you would have a cookie making party? And she said, oh, yeah. And I said, we're doing that shit. We're all coming to your house and we're going to make fucking cookies.
What'd she say?
In your brand new house. And she said, bring it. So...
Party at Janie's house
now, making Christmas
cookies.
Now, is
it basically us using Janie's house so Janie invited and us inviting who we want?
I'm sure it is. So I will pick a weekend. I'll ask her if it's okay. And then we're all going to Janie's and making Christmas
cookies. Can we bake one batch that I can eat?
Yeah. Of course we can.
Okay. I don't have to make them all that I can eat because it's better for me if I can't eat all of them.
It just has to be cookies. We can do fudge and we can do... I don't know.
There's a lot of different things.
Rice Krispie treats or pie or something. I don't know. We can do whatever we want.
Ooh, yeah.
I can make a dairy-free pumpkin pie.
That's exciting right there.
Very exciting.
Okay.
All right. This next one I don't know about.
All right, Robin. Let's hear this one.
Go ice skating.
Why can't we get behind that?
So we could. Ice skater.
We can give you a barrel.
Okay.
You hold on to the barrel or the little standy thing.
I used to ice skate.
Or you can hold on to me. I was going to be Heather Yamaguchi.
Oh, that's right. Heather Yamaguchi.
Yeah. Until I was told I had to be a hockey player instead.
Okay, Robin, we're all going ice skating
together. Let's do it. When can we go? Is the Town Toyota open for open skate?
Yeah, they have open skate. You just go rent some skates and just go.
Now, my work used to do this Christmas thing where we got invited by, I think it was Dr. Merrill's ortho office. And we would get to request how many tickets we want. I remember one year I requested 12 tickets.
Yeah.
And it was free ice skating, free crafts, free picture with Santa.
What?
And free drawings for like really cool prizes. So
wait,
if my company
do it?
I don't remember him doing it last year because I didn't give a shit. Just to be honest,
that
this year
right.
I am going to focus in on this. And if I see that thing up, I'm going to see if you girls all want to go.
Any wintertime activities that you see, you hone in on that.
I will hone in because this is free. Like we don't pay for the the ice skating. We don't pay for any of it.
All right, well we're doing that shit.
If they do it again, I'm going to sign us
up. Okay, we're doing that shit.
I'm pretty sure they did it last year. I just didn't sign up. Because the year before, I did sign up.
You just sign up at least four of us now. You, me, Robin, and we're going to make Kathy go.
Kathy can go. We can all use the barrel if you need to. Okay. I don't need to because, like I said, I was Heather Yamaguchi. I can apparently ice figure skate like a hockey player like nobody's business. Because I almost made it to those damn ice capades until they cut me a couple of weeks before.
I was a roller skater. I wasn't a hot ice skater.
Oh, that's what I started with was roller
and
skating.
So, but we'll do it.
We can do it. You just have to remember toe pick.
Okay, here we go. Next thing. This is easy.
Okay, let's hear it. So far, everything's easy.
It's easy. Make chicken chili.
Okay.
I make chicken chili all the time.
I love this. We should have a chicken chili cook day.
Well, so one of the other things on the list, I'm going to skip down just a little bit, is to spend a whole day scrapbooking.
Shit, I was actually going to say that with, I was going to actually add that onto there and say, why can't we do chicken chili in the crock pot, do that first, and then scrapbook while we wait for it to be done?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I
those two things
that.
Go together.
Going together right there. So
we're
far, Robin, everything's doable here.
Okay. The next thing, make a gingerbread house.
It's
easy
on the list.
Peasy.
Now, I'm super excited to do this craft with them. What do I do with the gingerbread house when I get home?
You use it as a decoration.
Where do I put this decoration?
You put it on your kitchen table. And if the cats eat it, then they eat it.
They're going to eat it.
Let them eat it. It's not going to hurt them.
Bellatini loves sweets. Captain,
you know what? Let her eat it because after the holiday's over, you just throw it away anyway. So just let them eat it.
I don't think there's anything bad on there. It's not like there's raisins or anything.
There's no chocolate usually. Just don't put any chocolate.
You know, my vet actually told me that Bellatini can have chocolate because she has such a sweet tooth. Because I mentioned it to him. I was like, she wants my
chocolate. A little bit of chocolate.
That's what he said. He's like, just give her a tiny bit once in a while to satisfy the sweet tooth and let her go. It's fine. I was like, okay. So Bellatini and Captain are allowed chocolate, but no one else in the house.
Okay. Well, just, you know, they can have it. I think it's fine.
I was just curious about that because I was thinking about, I was like, where do I put the damn gin? I want to put it on my table. I don't want the dogs getting to it, but the cats, they'll get to it.
Yeah, it's fine.
They're Nazis.
They are. All right. Next thing is try a new restaurant.
Is there a new restaurant in Wenatchee, Robin?
Is what new restaurant?
Spice.
What?
There's a Spice Kitchen.
Where?
That's right down the road from my work. It's a Thai restaurant that just opened within the year.
We could try that.
Unless they have another restaurant that has just opened, but I can't think
of any.
There's
going to be a Chipotle in Wenatchee.
Chipotle is Mexican, right?
Yeah.
Is that like the Subway Mexican?
I don't know.
So one where you go through this through the line and they like make your burrito as you tell them like Subway with the sandwich.
I don't know.
I might have that mixed up with another one.
It might be. So, but I don't know when it's going to be done. So, okay.
We'll find one. We'll find a restaurant.
We can find one. We can do that. That's the easy one.
That's a very easy one.
All right. Go bowling. We could totally go bowling.
Now, if we all go bowling, if you want me to be in a good spirits the whole time because I hate losing and I'm really bad at bowling, we have to at least play my game.
What game? Bowling.
It's basically like pig
and horse.
In horse and basketball, but you do it with bowling. How you do this is each person gets a turn to decide their own little way that everyone has to bowl. I like doing the triple pirouette with the backwards granny shot between my legs.
I'm going to have a hard time with that.
And whoever gets the most pins down doesn't get the letter.
Because I like to try for a strike every time and I have to focus.
Okay, but
on my ball and how I throw it.
I suck at bowling.
And this after is the I get only sport that I'm better at Heather at.
She is a lot better at this than me.
The only one.
And I wish I could say I was a supportive friend in this, but I'm not. I'm a sore loser. Like she already mentioned.
She likes to win. This I'm is competitive. The only sport I can beat her at is bowling.
Because I can't even, I don't even know which hand to bowl with.
I probably left.
I mean, I do left because my right shoulder's fucked. Left shoulder's a little fucked now too, though.
Well, my right shoulder's fucked up now too.
I think you should pop my left one back in again.
Okay.
Yeah, before I can. I leave.
After we're done, yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah.
One more thing on Robin's list.
Okay.
Visit Santa.
You know, we could knock that out with skate with the ice skating if my company does that.
Oh, okay.
Because he's there.
We're also gonna have a Santa at Pibus the first weekend in December. And so.
If that doesn't work, I personally know a Santa.
Yeah, that doesn't count because that's way too easy. You can't just have Thor put the Santa costume on.
We own a Santa costume. That's, a really deluxe Santa costume.
You can't do that. We have to actually go somewhere. We can't just like come to your house and have Thor put on the costume.
We can station him somewhere else. We can put him up in the woods.
We need to go.
Put a chair.
Put him in the woods.
He's just out in the woods. Santa Claus out in the woods with the bears.
Ho, ho, ho. Huh? He's just like wandering around.
Yeah, we'll have that'll be the part of the thing is the scavenger hunt to find Santa in the woods.
Find Santa and get your picture. It's a photo scavenger hunt.
I mean, that's kind of sounds fun. But yeah, I like the Santa thing.
Okay,
there's
so,
a lot of Santas we can go find. I will say I do not want to go see the drunk Santa in the mall.
Well, the mall Santa is horrible.
That's why I call him drunk Santa.
Well, and they have like the picture thing with Santa, but like if you want your picture with him, you have to pay like $40 or something like that. It's outrageous.
Do you know what I like to do on Black Friday?
What?
I like to take a ton of pictures in the chair all by myself with no Santa.
Oh.
I lounge in this thing. I'm sit upside down and with my head where his ass is supposed to be and my feet where his head is. I do all kinds of awesome shit in this chair.
Oh, let's do that.
Because he's not there all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially at 3 o'clock
in
the morning.
He's really old and he's not there very
often. No, he's asleep. We're adding that to our personal bucket list.
Yeah.
Is to take pictures in the vacant Santa chair at the mall.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Kathy and Robin, you want in on this shit? Let's do it. If you don't, I understand.
But it's going to be epic.
Aaron, you should do any of this with us too because you need to meet Robin and Kathy because you'll love them.
All right, so that was all of Robin's list.
Robin's list is pretty badass.
I do
want
to add a few things to the list since it's fall and winter.
Wine walks, two of them, so times two.
We're going to do wine walk.
We got one in November, and we got Winterfest in January. Oh, and we have another one in February. There's two in Leavenworth, Winterfest, and then they have the wine and chocolate event in February.
That's all in Chelan, isn't it? Both of
them. Hell yeah, it is.
Okay.
Guess what? That's only 15 minutes for me.
I know.
Love that.
Wine walk. And then I'm going to put down Scarywood. I know you can't go.
You mentioned
that's
it.
That's on my bucket list. Oh. And Corn Maze is on my bucket list.
We might be able to knock the Corn Maze off.
Corn Maze.
I had Scarywood on there and then I adopted a dog.
Yeah. So you get to stay home with your dog instead. Which is fine.
Because she can't be babysat yet.
Yeah. So, but that's okay. She's alive. So
she's alive. She's not dead.
Yeah.
And the future babysitter's not going to be dead either.
So, yeah. So
I mean, there's all kinds of win-wins here. The only lose is I don't go to Scarywood.
I know.
It's okay. Oh, I forgot to mention this mission to Megan.
What?
And I forgot to do that today. We're going to give Megan $100. For this weekend.
Yeah.
With the mission of buying Thor and I each a t-shirt and her buying herself a surprise with the change.
Really?
Yes. We have not had a scary t-shirt because we used to get them from Knott's Berry Farm. Later we have four or five from Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah.
And one from Scarywood.
Oh.
And we haven't gotten a new one for over 5 years. Okay. And we're both itching for a new t-shirt.
Okay.
So that's what we're thinking. We're thinking those should be around $20, $25 a piece.
Yeah,
about 50
yeah.
bucks. Total at max for these t-shirts, which will leave Megan about $50 to buy a surprise for herself.
I got her a sweatshirt last year that says Scary Wood. But so we'll have to see what they have this year.
I'm sure she'll figure it out.
She will.
If she doesn't want anything, you can buy Thor and I a surprise with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm hoping she's going to want something.
I'm sure she'll find something.
She'll find something she wants. Even if it's just a butt ton of candy, I don't even care what it is.
They have a ton. They have a huge gift shop.
Not need a shot glass. I own one.
Yeah, is it a Scary Wood shot glass?
Hell yeah, it is.
Okay.
I bought two that day. I bought one for Silverwood, and yeah. I bought one for Scary Wood.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I have both. I'm golden. But yeah, I forgot that today, so I'm going to try to either drop it off Thursday at your work, or okay. Thor and I will drop it off on Friday.
Okay.
One All or right. the other will
That'll
happen.
That'll work. Perfect.
But that's Megan's mission. I have not talked to her about it yet.
I'm sure she will accept that mission.
I mean, it's a win-win for her.
It is.
I mean, she does have to pick out, and then, you know, our size is Thor extra large, me large.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So easy mission.
What else is on our bucket list for fall and winter? What else do you want to accomplish?
I mean, I like the idea of a snowball fight, but then I don't like the idea of getting wet with a snowball. I like the idea of me throwing them at people.
Hey, you know, was sledding's not on here.
Let's add sledding.
Sledding.
But we have to do it on a special day, or we do it when I'm going to see Jody really soon.
Okay. Okay.
Because that is on the list of stuff I'm not supposed to do.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But I really like the sled. I'm not supposed to go to Disneyland on rides either, and I still do it.
But that's, you know, it's
Disneyland. She understands that I'm going to do it regardless.
It's Disneyland, all right?
And I just make an appointment for very quick after I get back. So I'll just do the same thing. We'll make an appointment for really quick after sledding. Because I think sledding should be fun. Okay, this sounds like a silly task. I really want to do some, I want to do some therapy Christmas shopping.
Okay. I think that's perfect. Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping with some lunch and some drinks. And I also
like
don't,
a Christmas shopping day.
We could do a wrapping day.
We did that before. That was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We wrapped all your presents.
We did.
We could do two wrapping days, one here and one at my house.
Yeah,
wrapping days.
Wrapping day.
Although my wrapping this year, I think it's going to be a little easier because, well, you already know why. I'm doing nice gifts, but easy ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a ton of them.
What else do you do in the wintertime?
I mean, you always want to...
Oh, you know what? We should put down watch like a Christmas movie.
I was just going to say movies. You usually watch a lot of movies in the winter.
So how many Christmas movies do we have to watch? Is there certain Christmas movies we have to watch?
Do you know I own over 30 Christmas movies, right?
Really? Okay.
I own almost every Christmas movie you would want to watch.
I'm going to
test me. Which movie do you love?
You don't like it.
Which one is it? I might own it.
Elf.
I own it.
Well, I think we do too, but I know how you feel about
Elf. I actually like the movie Elf. I have to drink with it.
I know.
And I actually loved the movie before I was forced to watch it for almost 3 weeks straight.
So I'm just going to put watch 5 Christmas movies.
I think
that's
doable.
And so you can watch any 5 you want.
Okay.
Just as long as they're Christmas-based movies.
I think Christmas Crafts.
Christmas Craft Day. What the hell? That cat wants in her bat. Okay, Christmas Craft Day.
Christmas Craft Day. And that could be counted if we do the Chelan Christmas Craft with your family.
Yep.
That counts as that day. If it doesn't, you and me have to do our own.
Okay.
But I think we're doing one with Robin and Kathy anyway.
I think so. I know
but
they want to do
a gingerbread thing, I think.
Well, that's a craft.
So we can kill two birds with one stone with that
totally,
one?
Totally, yeah.
Okay, good.
We just need to do a lot of prep so we're ready. And then when people get here, we can just like boom, boom, just knock the shit out.
Going to do Christmas cards this year.
Uh-huh.
That could be on there where we sit and do our Christmas cards together.
Christmas card day.
/ crock. You like that? Crack. I was going to call it crack. Crock pot meal.
Yes, the chicken chili.
That can go with scrapbooking or we can do a different one. You know what I would probably do for us that day?
What?
A chicken bacon ranch tater tot casserole. in it because that goes in a crock pot.
We could also have some bacon wrapped dates.
You had me at dates.
So good.
I'm like petting the microphone.
You are.
Right now.
She's like so excited right now about the bacon wrapped dates because they're so fucking delicious.
So, because this is the winter one, Lodge.
Lodge. Oh, goddamn. Yeah. Lodge.
Guess what else? Fall wine walk. We did 3 wine walks, but did we specifically say which ones? Two Leavenworth ones.
Two Leavenworth.
And a Wenatchee one.
And the Wenatchee one. Yes, that's it.
We have to do those.
I'm going to need help from you with ideas. So Everyone knows the elf on the shelf thing.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So Megan has an elf.
Yes.
Even though she's 16, she still likes the elf.
She likes to find the elf.
I am horrible at remembering to do the elf.
I'm so good at it.
And to come up with ideas for the elf.
So
you
yeah.
need to help me come up with fucking 24 goddamn ideas.
I will.
For the elf.
So, you know, the last year, my elf actually migrated from my house to my sister's house.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't happy with my elf's activities the last year I have it.
Because, AKA drunk elf.
Yes, you remember. It was a drunk elf.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's what my husband and I did the whole time. Because the kids would excitedly find their elf in the morning. And before they went to school, got to come to my house while I wasn't there and find my elf.
Yeah.
Thor and I obtained 24 small, you know, one-shot bottles of alcohol that our elf used the whole month. New bottle every day. And our elf was drunk at a different location every single day, to the point where halfway through December, Heidi decided to have her kids stop coming to my house to look for the elf. Which I didn't understand. They were all a little older at that point.
It's like, you know what? The elf's tired.
But
man,
you know what I have?
To drink.
I still have all those empty bottles. Little small bottles for the elf. And I have a lot of ideas because I Pinterest a lot of ideas for the elf.
Elf binger. We could have an elf binger.
I mean, there was times where he was like just totally like on his face with the alcohol bottle face down. And I had liquid coming out of the bottle. And then I literally had him just with a catastrophe of the scene, making it look like he was just bad off. And I did that a lot. Throughout the month, my elf was drunk almost all the time. He was sick once.
Whenever I would put Jeff in charge of the elf, this was several years ago when we first got it, when Megan was like 12, 13.
When it was still kind of cool for her to find
it. Still kind of cool. And yeah. She was really into My Little Pony, and she had all the ponies.
Like, I remember that.
All of them.
Because I came in the picture right around 12. 11, yeah. 12 is
yeah,
when
yeah.
I came in.
She had all the ponies.
Yes.
So I told Jeff he was in charge of the elf. And so he laid out all the ponies on the living room rug. And then he put the elf on top of his ginormous remote-controlled tank, like the tank had just plowed down all of the ponies.
All the ponies were on the ground, like
they were dead.
Like dead.
They were dead. And the elf was on the tank, and I'm like, okay.
Jeff's done with being in charge of the elf.
Yeah, or the elf is sitting on the bathroom sink, pooping into the sink with little elf poop, and I'm like
okay. Raisins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you're done. You're done doing the elf.
Thor was in charge of the elf once, and the elf had a cold. And he wrote a note to them that he had a cold, and then he was out of commission for 5 days.
Oh.
So he was in his little bed saying, please give me 5 days to recoup from this cold. And, like, he made it so I didn't have to hide the elf for 5 days.
That's brilliant.
Isn't that brilliant? He had a cute little tissue up to the little elf's nose, and on the tissues where he wrote it. I'm sorry, kids. I have a cold. I have to stay in bed for 5 days. Santa's orders.
Oh, that's perfect.
And I didn't have to hide that the whole week.
That's a genius right there.
I know.
That's amazing.
So we can, your elf could get a little coldy
cold. He could
cold.
Just get a cold, yeah.
Or he can have Mono be out for the
Mono's
whole month.
Mono's like 6 months worth of
that's what I'm
out.
Saying. He'd be out yeah. for the month. He'd be like, sorry, Megan. I have Mono.
I can't. Sorry.
Merry Christmas. Sorry. I know it's the 1st of December, but it's over.
But it's already done.
All right. What else do we have for a bucket list?
Is there anything else that doesn't revolve around Christmas time activities?
Well, we get the Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's in the wintertime.
It sure is.
Make Valentine's. Who do you send them to?
Robin and Aaron and Kathy and our husbands.
Okay, I'm going to put make Valentine's.
And have a Valentine's Day party.
That would be fun.
Like we did last year. We have an old school one where we all make a little Valentine's Day box and we bring each other Valentine's.
That was our old book club though. We don't have it anymore.
But the essence of the book club is still there.
The essence of the book club.
Because literally, what do we have? Like three more people than that came to the party?
Okay, I'm going to write Valentine party.
Yes.
Valentine party.
I also think maybe something on the bucket list should be that we actually get together with our good friends multiple times.
How many times? Which friends?
My main friends that don't annoy me.
There's only three.
Four, if you count yourself.
Okay, then. Four. Okay, four.
Wait, well, I don't know who's listening to this. All my friends are loved and adored. Kobe doesn't know what she's talking about.
Maybe we just have one friend get together.
With like all of them?
Like a big one. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
I have a personal one.
Okay.
I would like to have not a housewarming party because I've been there for 5 years. But my husband and I are planning on starting at the very end of this month renovating our house hardcore. And we're not talking fun renovations like tile and stuff because we already have that shit. We're talking mainly furniture, our cat room, and the other spare room. And the biggest transformation will be that living room.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited for that. So once I have that completed, I would like to have a party to celebrate that.
Okay.
I don't know what to call it, though, because it's like not a housewarming party. No, I never had one.
It's a remodeling house party.
Love my house again, a party.
Love my house again, party. There you go. Let's do that.
My house again, party.
Love my house again, party.
And that'll be with select people.
Yeah.
If you're not invited, it doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means I don't think I have the room for you that night.
Yeah. All right, so we have like a lot of shit on this list.
We should be done with this list then. So how are we doing on time?
We're good.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to type this up and I'll try to post it online.
Okay.
So everyone can see the list.
And I think everybody should try to do it with us.
Everyone should do it. If you have something like glaringly obvious that we missed, let us know.
I have something, but neither one of us can do it.
What?
All my listeners adopt a dog.
There you go.
Or a cat.
Please do.
That is in a shelter that might not make it out of the shelter. So do that for us. Find those high kill shelters and adopt that animal. It's a great Christmas present.
It is a great Christmas present. Slap a bow
on that and give it to somebody.
Yeah, they would be most loved.
Because not only will they love the present, but the present will love them. And then you can't do that with a bathrobe.
Yeah.
It doesn't love you back.
Go to your local shelter and mm-hmm. find a dog or cat or bunny or chicken or whatever they have there and adopt it.
You know how excited I'd be if someone would give me an animal with a bow on it?
I know, right?
Not a chicken.
But not a chicken, but about a bunny or a duck.
Out of those two, I'm actually a little more leaning towards the duck.
Really? I would love a bunny.
I don't know why. I'm not against bunnies. I think they're cute. A duck, if it imprints on you, it loves you for life.
Bunnies are so soft and cuddly. I don't know. Some of those ones they have at the fair are just so fluffy. I just want them so bad.
They are really cool.
I just have a soft spot for fluffy animals.
You know what I have a soft spot at the fair for?
What?
Pigs. Those 500-pound hogs, I just want to slap a bow on it and take it home. And just
come
love
sleep
it.
With me in my bed.
Yep. I mean, the husband's not there half the time. Just take his side.
There you go. Lay right there.
Call him Wilbur. Wilbur?
Wilbur.
Wilbur. I had to come up with an alcohol name for Wilbur, but that'll be it.
Well, you already have lots of Charlottes, so.
I don't call him Charlottes. I call him Itsy or Itsy Bitsy.
Oh, okay.
And I do. I have a fortress again.
Okay, good.
They have not taken over the front door yet, sadly, because my Halloween decorations are really slacking this year.
Oh, they will. They'll get in there.
They will. But I have allowed them to revamp pretty hardcore in the kitchen and the laundry room.
All right.
And they're doing their job.
Good.
Good. I mean, their little webs are black.
Do your job.
That's what I need my little itsy, itsy bitsy to do. And my pinchy. I have a pinchy, too, in my house.
Do you?
Little earwig.
Oh.
He travels pretty well. I think he actually had a family because I remember seeing him cleaning up three other little bodies and I still saw two of them running around. I'm like, okay, there's my pinchies. Thor thinks I'm so weird. Because he saw me freak out the other day. I was like, oh my God, stop. He's like, what? I was like, you're about ready to step up Pinchy. Who's Pinchy? I was like, the earwig that lives in our house.
Duh.
It's Pinchy.
Hello. You almost stepped on Pinchy.
Don't step on my pets, dude. I don't even know how many pets I have because I know I have the 20 animals and then I have the X amount of spiders and I know there's at least two or three Pinchies.
You're so weird.
It's what Thor says. He calls me weird all the time. Especially this last weekend, we were watching horror movies together all weekend because we had a really low key weekend.
Yeah.
And every time there was a scary part, I'm laughing. He's like, God, you're a weird girl. I'm like, what? No, it's so fake.
You're like, I can't. It's just too fake. I can't do it.
They were the Friday the 13th movies.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
It's Jason.
Friday the 13th or a Halloween.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy or Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
They're all so cheesy.
They are so cheesy and fun, though.
Nightmare on Elm Street like scared the shit out of me, too. When
The Freddy Krueger movies?
Yeah. Oh, but now it's like that's so cheesy.
Have you ever seen Freddy Krueger versus Jason?
No.
That's a great movie. I saw this last weekend. They literally, so Freddy Krueger brings Jason back from the dead to start killing people on Elm Street so they would start talking about him again and they would remember him.
Oh, yeah.
And then they remembered Freddy. And then when Freddy would try to kill them in their dreams, Jason beat him to them and would kill them while they're in mid-dream. So then at the end, Jason has no clue because he doesn't care. He's just a killing monster. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He has no emotions about this. Freddy Krueger does. Freddy Krueger is very into this. So Freddy Krueger comes back to life because he goes into somebody's body that he's corrupting some poor kid. And they end up fighting to the death. And they both kill each other. And then yet they both come back to life at the very end. Making it so you can have another movie.
It's just weird. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's just...
Well, how can you kill something that's already dead?
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
Still a good movie. I enjoy that one. Freddy versus Jason and Predators versus Aliens. Two favorite movies of Halloween.
I'd rather watch Predator than...
Have you seen Predator versus Alien?
I've only seen parts of it. I haven't seen the whole
thing. It's really good. They're basically competing who gets to kill the people that they transported to this planet.
Yeah, that one wasn't bad. I did like the original Predator. I thought it was pretty good.
I like all the Predators and I like all the Aliens. They're all good. But when you add them together, that's just magic.
It is. But now those do not count as Halloween movies.
Why?
That's not a Halloween movie.
Predator versus Alien?
No.
Why is it not a Halloween movie?
What does that have to do with Halloween?
It's supposedly it's scary.
No. No. Sorry. It has to be a real Halloween movie.
Like they have to discuss Halloween in it?
We put five Christmas movies.
How many Halloween movies are you watching? Because I've already watched a bunch.
I've only watched one so far.
So I have watched Freddy versus Jason. I watched Jaws because that's supposedly Halloween.
That's not Halloween.
If you type in Halloween movies on Amazon, Jaws fucking comes up.
It's not Halloween. It's a fucking shark.
Herbie, you take it up with Amazon. Because I'm not arguing with the big Amazon giant here.
That's not right.
I watched Hocus Pocus.
Okay, that's the
Charlie
one
Brown's Great Pumpkin.
That's a Halloween movie.
I watched the Toy Story shorts of the horrors of Toy Story.
Okay.
And that's a really good one. If you need to borrow it, let me know. Because that's really cool. What else have I watched? Scream.
Okay.
Come on. All these horror movies are Halloween movies. We watched Halloween. We watched Friday the 13th.
So like Halloween, Hocus Pocus.
And we watched the first two Freddy Krueger movies.
And then like The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's a Halloween movie.
Now, Thor and I are debating that on you. We're thinking that's more Christmas than it is Halloween.
It's both, which is the beauty of it, because it can go either way.
So we watched it in November.
Oh, so that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. I've only seen that movie one time.
I've only seen it one time all the way through, and that was when a couple of my friends and I took a trip, this is when I lived in Seattle, to Monroe, to a movie theater that was showing it in 3D. Uh-huh. Way after it was out. But they were showing it around 3D for the weekend, and we went and watched it. And that was the very first time I ever seen it. And I liked it.
It's cute.
You know who my favorite character is on there? What? Oh, I'm sure you know.
Oh, Sally?
It's Oogie Boogie.
Man. The Oogie Boogie?
And he's funny.
Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie is going to kill Santa.
I'm going to have to watch it again. I've only seen it once, and that was last Halloween.
I should send you my Halloween playlist because I can.
You should.
I can just text it to you because texted it to Tara and she was able to put it right onto her Amazon playlist.
Perfect.
Now, the only ones you won't be able to get is because I do subscribe to the Unlimited Music.
Oh.
Okay. So I can get every one of their songs.
Okay. Yeah. I won't be able to get
it. I don't have it for every device, but I can get every song. Yeah. So I will send that to you. The ones that you can't get, you won't get. I also have an amazing Christmas one.
Yes.
And I'll send you that one during Christmas. So I will do that.
Okay. Make a note.
I'm going to do it right now anyway.
Okay. Well, we are out of time. So thank you guys for listening. If you have any additions to our fall/winter bucket list, please email us at jethersrandomstuff@yahoo.com.
Yeah, please do that.
Or go to our website and leave us a comment, jethersrandomstuff.com. And please, please, please give us 5 stars on iTunes. And you can also find us on Google Play, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.
5 seconds gives 5 stars.
Yeah, like it's 5 seconds.
Less than 5 seconds. Less than a second per star.
You could totally do that before you get stabbed by Jason. So just go do it.
Yeah, no, do it. Get stabbed by Jason. I watched him stab a guy trying to fuck a girl.
Oh.
And we just stabbed them both at the same time.
Oh my God. That's sad. That's sad.
Well, then Freddie didn't get his girl because she was sleeping.
Oh, that's... Oh, poor Freddie.
And then he went to kill Jason. And Jason doesn't die. Jason can't die.
Also, let us know what your favorite Halloween movie is. And your favorite Christmas movie. Ooh,
I would love to know your favorite movies, guys, because I'll watch them.
Yes, we will. If they're obscure...
Especially if it's freaking scary. I love scary movies. Let us know, because
we'll totally watch it. So have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yep, peace.
Woo!